Good morning, everybody. It's your friend James Shaw. Thank you so much for being here. We are back and better than ever on the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's two masterminds in one, and I'm so thankful you'd be here. I want to thank Nakia Dollar and Kristen Jungles and Paul Corey for covering for us, for covering for me while Nadine and I were in London. We were doing a site visit for Elevate, which we'll talk about at the top of the hour. But right now, it's time for America's favorite game show. It's called Next Question, and we play this every Friday on the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's a chance for you to ask whatever question you want. You know, it should be business building, growing your business, becoming a better person question. Not a I have an offer, not a broker question, and you know, not is a hot dog a sandwich question. Like we want business growth building questions. Now, it's important to Neil Wilson that we play the game correctly. And I know that Tennille knows how to play, and so does Orly. And so here's the thing. It's one question, then we take the top three answers off of the board, and then we ask another question. And we're building this thing. We're gonna see how many consecutive Fridays we can go playing the game correctly. So far, Lee Corey, zero consecutive Fridays. We have zero consecutive Fridays, so we're gonna give it a shot today. Orly, next question.
Good morning, everybody. So I have a challenge. Every once in a while, I get a call from somebody who wants to list their house. I don't know them. They are interviewing another agent or two. And by voicemail or text, all they want to know is what's your commission?
What's your fee? How much you
They're
charge?
pricing commission, and they're not giving me the opportunity to have the conversation. So how do you overcome that objection of what's your commission?
Ian, good morning.
Good morning. So, Orly, that would vary depending on the amount of staging and marketing needed. I can be by tomorrow at 5 p.m. and take a better look.
All right, there's an answer. He just goes right in. Depends. Nakia Dollar, good morning.
Good morning. I have a variety of level of services, and it depends on which ones you choose to employ to help you get your property sold. I'm happy to discuss it when we meet in person.
Lee Corey, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Seller. That is a very important question, and I would like to let you know that you get to choose what your commission is with our team.
Okay, these are all great. Orly, I don't answer the questions, but if I did, my answer would be I am not the cheapest agent in town. And if price is the most important thing to you, then I'm probably not the one to interview. But I can tell you what, there isn't anyone that'll work harder for you or get your home sold faster than me. Something like that. But I just tell them straight up, I am not the cheapest agent in town because I know for a fact Orly is not the cheapest agent in town.
That's for damn sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Great question. John, next question.
Okay, this is also going to be a good news event at top of the hour, but I got my first listing, which is my house. What is my best way of getting business from my listing?
And by the way, you are the worst seller you'll ever have. I'm just telling you right now, if it's your house and your listing, you'll be the worst seller you've ever had. How does John get more business and business from his listing? Melissa, good morning.
Door knock the neighborhood.
Go talk to those neighbors. Telly, good morning.
Good morning. Talk to Rico. Open house, open house, open house, open house. Get in front of people.
We have done so much on open houses on our Wednesday webinar series. That's what we do every Wednesday at 2 o'clock Eastern inside the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. And if you've ever missed one, all the recordings are on my website, jamesdshaw.com. Click Agent Interviews or my YouTube channel too. And Rico, we interviewed Rico when he was on his journey of 100 consecutive open houses in 100 days. Kay Morrison, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Sorry about the dog, y'all. Everybody just said open house, open house, open house, and door knocking, and make sure that you are letting everybody know because you want to try to convert a buyer and possibly get a seller off of your own house. And do make sure you do a neighborhood open, so for just for the neighbors. So like an hour before.
I love
Sorry,
it.
I'm
I don't
trying.
answer.
I was trying to get away from my dog.
Kay, you did a great job. John, I don't answer the questions, but if I did, I would say what Kay said is right, that the goal is to get one buyer and one seller off of every listing. So whatever you do, make sure you do some lead gen that's going to lead to that. Next question, Tennille.
Good morning. All right, I have a forever client who reached out yesterday, having some tough times, and asked if I could help her with an electric bill of $3,300, and Yes, I can, but I don't want to be a bank.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Listen, we love on our people. We care about our people, and they fall into tough times just like we've fallen in tough times. So this person trusts you enough to reach out to Neil and say, "Help me, help me." And you want to know how to best help this person. Z, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, you say that's your forever clients. Just
Yes.
imagine how many people you have, how much commission or money you have made from these forever clients. I would definitely do it.
Brent and Alice, good morning.
We don't help our kids when they are in a pickle like that. We want them to learn. And so we can refer you out to where you can get grants and help like that. But we don't help our kids. That's just what we do.
Dan, good morning.
I would have her reach out to her utility company. They could probably put her on a payment plan.
Thanks,
To
guys.
Neil, I don't answer the questions. But when I do, here's what I would think. I'd love that this person cares enough and values your friendship enough for you to reach out. This is a deeply personal choice you're going to make, whether you're going to support them or not. To me, I go back and I want to know what resources there are. And maybe you don't even know what those resources are to help somebody in this spot. And now this becomes a chance for you to go and learn about the resources that are available to help someone. And then if you have one person in your database who's struggling with this, you have others. And so now you can become a resource to, hey, if you're struggling with this or this or this, here are your options. Here are the things that can help you. I don't know, that's what I think I'd do. Tennille, great question. I love this community, such nice people. Next question, Kim.
Good morning. This is Kim Marks from Keller Williams in New Jersey. Thank you, Orly, for recommending this group about a year ago. I have a question. This weekend, open house or no for Sunday?
Oh, people want to know. It is a holiday weekend here in the United States of America. I don't know if you have Mondays off in Canada as well, but it is a holiday weekend here in the United States. And so people always go open house or no open house on the holiday weekend. Open house or no open house. I have a thought, but I don't answer the questions. But Kelsey Martin does. Good morning.
Depends on your area. For us in Rhode Island, we have a lot of heavy traffic in like the Newport area, specifically in our beaches. One of my properties sold specifically because we did three open houses on Labor Day last year. So if you have a high traffic area of Labor Day weekend, you should definitely do an open house and probably multiple.
This just in, it's a holiday in Canada on Monday as well. So this is applies to everybody. Kim LaPlante, good morning.
Oops, good morning. My response is the same. It depends on where you are. Here in the South, football starts tomorrow on a Saturday. So, college football, I would not do an open house on the first day of college football in the South, but a Sunday would work, or maybe in the morning. But I would definitely pay attention to your area related to that.
Vinnie Thompson, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, here in New York, you're so diverse. I'm going to say 50% of the people really don't care about this holiday. And my team is doing an open house. We're going to get in there.
I don't answer the questions, Kim, but when I do, here's what I would tell you. It's always a great day for an open house. It is always a great day for an open house that's marketed well and done appropriately. You'll be in good shape. You could do an open house on Christmas Day. Not everybody celebrates Christmas. So it's always a great day for an open house. Thanks for asking the question. Next question, Hope Derrick. Good morning.
Good morning. I've realized now how hard this is to raise your
It's
hand and
hard
not
to
raise
time, but
your
so far
hand. Right.
we are 17 minutes in and we're nailing it, Hope.
I was not going to mess that up. So, I actually saw this question on the pivot page this morning, and I don't think it had been there long enough to get answers, but I thought it was a great question. I bought my first investment property. Now what? Like, what is your next suggestion? Pay it off early, buy another one? Like, what's the suggestion?
Where's our people that own the investment properties and what's your advice? Mary Ellen, good morning.
Good morning. Hope, yeah, I would, if there's an opportunity for another investment property first, I'd do that. So just keep looking for those opportunities, those diamond in the roughs with your clients. Remember every listing appointment you go on, see if that's a good investment for you. So I would just do that, Hope, is just build your portfolio and pay off as needed.
Byron.
I have a question. Just kidding. Make sure you have a good CPA that is aware of investment properties and the fact that you're a real estate agent and all the write-offs and stuff you can get. So great CPA.
Have the right partnership and leverage. Louise Weiss.
Congratulations on your first of many. And passive income is my favorite income. And chances are you have a plan. So I would say write out your plan, how many properties over how much time, and just start creating activities that bring you to that plan or bring you to that goal. And you're welcome to call me, and I'm happy to share what we've done.
Isn't this community so helpful and sharing and caring? You know, there's a couple books. I don't answer the questions, but if I did, there's two books I'd recommend you read as to build your baseline of understanding, and that is The Millionaire Real Estate Investor. Actually, there's three. Millionaire Real Estate Investor, Hold, and Flip. Those are the three that I'd pick up and read and do your due diligence before you decide what to do next. Next question, Dawn Little, good morning.
Good morning. So I'm actually having an investor like happy hour in October, and I'm probably overthinking this, but I don't know, should I give away like something to them besides like flyers and like all that kind of stuff to them for coming to thank them for coming? And
Okay,
what
you're
would you
doing, tell
give
us
it?
about this real quick. So you're doing an investor seminar, you said?
It's a happy hour.
An
So
investor happy hour. How's it gonna go? What's gonna happen?
it's just they're going to come in. It's going to be casual. My lender's going to be there, a title person and an insurance person. And we're just going to go to the bar, have appetizers, talk about investing and what loans the loan officer has. He does like no doc loans to get people interested in using us and him for investing, because I'm inviting all my investors, would-be investors, savvy investors, whoever wants to come. It's just going to be real casual.
Okay, this sounds great. Who's got answers for Dawn Little on how to do this investor seminar? Gloria. Gloria, are you there? Good morning.
I'm sorry, I had to find the audio.
Well, you found it.
I would I was really calling about the investment property. That's why I put my hand down. Let me think.
If you squeeze an answer in, then we can continue with we can have one consecutive Friday, Gloria. This is all riding on you. If you
No.
give Dawn and you're a smart agent, you've been in the business and you know what you're doing. You're a legend in your town.
Yeah,
Gloria, what would you do for an investor happy hour seminar workshop?
I would do something similar in I'd have, let me think.
I'm going to come back to you, but we're going to
Yeah.
keep this rolling. You're going to get the final one. You get to hear Regina, then Aaron, then you're going to give your answer, and we're going to
Okay.
keep our consecutive Fridays going. Regina.
Hey, good morning. One of the things I did for a client event similar to this is I created like a bingo card. And when you're working with investors, you could have on there on the bingos, it's like how, find somebody who owns three investment properties, somebody who specializes in multifamily, somebody who it has worked with hard money lenders, somebody, I mean, things that are related, and then go around and fill those bingo cards, have and then do a drawing at the end of the event. But also to it allows your guests to mingle amongst each other and maybe find a connection that they didn't know they needed, but they got by your event. And then I would make sure that you had kind of a program set up so that your lender and other people could at least tell them about their services and about what you're trying to do by connecting them all, so that you're bringing more value. And it's just not, oh, let's go have cocktails and try to network. Now you've got a purpose for that networking because you're trying to find people on this bingo card.
Oh, that sounds fun. See, that's genius. Regina's so smart. Aaron, now, Gloria, cross that one off the list. If you had the bingo, cross that one off the list.
Yeah.
Let's see what Aaron says. Go ahead.
Good morning. So I had two ideas. First, if you want to do like, because you asked about a giveaway. So first I was thinking, obviously we have the Millionaire Real Estate Investor book that you just literally talked about. You could give them each a copy of that. But then if you wanted to do like a little giveaway for like an Amazon gift card or a Lowe's gift card or Home Depot or whatever, have like a little questionnaire with like three questions, like who is your favorite contractor? What type of contractor are you looking for? Plumber, electrician, IE, whatever. And then something fun, like what's your favorite restaurant? And then you can start building your vendor pipeline as far as like their favorite subcontractors that they like to use. And then if, say, one of the people needed a plumber and one of the other ones gave you a plumber, then you can connect that way and have follow-up after your event.
Smart. We got geniuses up in here. Gloria, all the good
Okay.
ideas were taken, but you have one in your back pocket that you're going to pull out for us.
I do. I'd invite somebody from a bank to come and talk about REOs.
There you go. We are still on our run for consecutive Fridays. By the way, I don't answer the questions, but if I do, Dawn, I would tell you there is an entire MREI workshop inside of Keller Inc.'s website. I put it in the chat for you. KellerInc.com. That's INK. KellerInc.com. Click resources. They have a whole investor workshop for you, and I would give everybody a copy of MREI. Oh, we are up against it now. Are we going to have one consecutive Friday of playing the game correctly? Let's find out. Next question, Gail.
Hi everyone. I'm a new realtor and I have the opportunity to take BOLD. It's coming up in September. And I've been asking around, but I've been getting a lot of mixed opinions as far as whether I should take it now or whether I should wait. So I wanted to get you guys' opinions.
All right, let's get some answers. Melissa, good morning.
Take it now. Take it now. Take it now.
And
Brianne, good
why?
morning.
James was my first ever BOLD coach, and I will tell you, it has stuck with me forever, and I would take it now.
Bree Vaughn Pittman Vaughn the third.
If not you, then who? If not now, then when? Take BOLD.
All right, I'm going to give you a different answer, Gail. I don't answer the questions, but if I did answer the question, here's what I would tell you. It depends. Now, remember, I'm a former BOLD coach, taught it for years. My answer is it depends. It depends on if you're going to show up and do the things that the BOLD coach is suggesting and teaching and asking you to do. If you're going to pay your, is it still $7.99, y'all? Is it still $7.99? It's been
Yes.
$7.99 since it started back in 2009. That price has never changed. If you're going to pay your $7.99 and go in there in the room, then you damn well better do what they're saying to do. But if you're going to go and be like, I don't want to do that, then keep your money.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Keep your money. Next question, Ian.
Hey, what's up, man? So I had a showing, what, about a month ago? It was approved, everything walked in, and the seller was still there, and she was actually in the shower. So what's the craziest thing you guys have walked in on during a showing?
Now it's a family show, remember, and now a streaming podcast, so we've got to keep it nice and friendly. But
Of
what is the
course,
craziest
yeah.
thing you've walked into, Louise Weiss?
I've walked into what you've walked into, Ian, and then we just turned around and left, and I called the agent. But the craziest thing, other than that, we walked into a house and the alarm was activated and the police came. So that was fun.
Oh, isn't that always a good time? Latoya Black.
Good morning, welcome back. Someone was sleeping, like dead asleep in the bed, covers over their head and everything.
Been there, done that one too. Jean Marie.
Well, I had a client who somebody walked in on her, and this is on the south side of Chicago.
Oh.
And she made it very clear. He told her that, she better watch out or whatever. He sort of chastised her, and she told him that he better leave the house because she had her little hot piece in the kitchen, and he was the one who was at risk.
Yeah, no kidding. Got to be careful. Got to confirm those showings, y'all. Got to confirm those showings. Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations. We have made it one consecutive Friday on playing Next Question. We're going to see if we can make it 2 weeks next week when we're back and better than ever. So well done. As we said, it's two mastermind calls in one. We always live stream the second half inside of Facebook. So let's go do that right now. Good morning, everybody. It is your friend James Shaw. Thank you so much for being here inside of Pivot Shift Ahead this morning. And I'm thankful that you could be with us. We had a great game of Next Question on the top half of the call, which was totally fun. And now it's time to get after it and be back and better than ever. I want to thank Nikia Dollar and Kristen Jungles and Paul Corey for covering for me while Nadine and I were in London for Elevate Prep. Here's what we're doing. We have our Elevate as our signature event. It's the big one. And And it's the one that I love putting on. And we've got 280 of you that are coming to London in England and in April for an amazing event. And so Nadine and I made our final site visit to prepare everything and get it together. And actually, today's call is a little bit of an aha I had on the way home yesterday that I think is a good reminder for all of us. But before we do that, we always do something good. And my goal, I'm putting the hands down, my goal is on the last Friday of the month to do our something goods in a language other than English. This call is full of so many amazing people from all over the world that I love celebrating its diversity and showing how everyone can be welcome. And so today we're going to take something goods, but you can't do it in English. And I'm not going to have the slightest clue in what you're saying. And we're going to take a couple of them, two or three, and then we're going to get after it this morning. So Raquel, good morning.
Buenos días a todos. La cosa buena que yo quiero compartir es que en 21 días, este mes, yo pude alcanzar lo que en Keller Williams se llama capping.
I think you said you capped. That's my guess is that you just said that you capped in Espanol. Is that right, Raquel?
That is correct, but how many days did it take for
I
me to
don't, I
cap?
haven't the slightest idea. How many was it?
21
There
days.
you go, friend. Boy, has this been a good year for you.
Yes, it has. This has been the fastest I have ever capped, ever in
I love
20
it.
years that I've been with Keller Williams. So,
Congratulations.
and I will say this, implementing what we learn here in Inspire, especially, that has been, I think, the recipe.
That's amazing. Thank you, Raquel. Julia Saad, good morning in Portuguese.
Good morning. Ah, bom dia. Desculpa. Minha coisa ótima de hoje foi que eu vim ver a minha amiga em Nova York, porque o James deixou e eu precisava muito ver ela e ela precisava de mim. Então, eu estou muito feliz que eu estou aqui.
Whatever you said, I hope it was nice, Julia. I
Yes.
appreciate you. Orla, you're next. Good morning.
בוקר טוב כולם. לקחתי יום חופש אתמול ולקחנו סירה מסביב מנהטן. ופגשנו את קינן תמפסון מ-SNL.
I love that. Don't know what you said. Something about Saturday Night Live and Kenan Thompson, but I'm sure it's lovely. Juan, you get the last one. Good morning.
Buen día, James. Muchas gracias. La semana pasada, el sábado, tuve la gran oportunidad de dar mi charla de TEDx en Key West y fue un momento increíble. Y hoy nos vamos a Nueva York para ver al US Open.
I watched your TEDx. I think that's what you're talking about, because I think TEDx in English and Spanish are the same, right? So I watched your TEDx. It was really good, and we are so proud of you, Juan. So well done. All right, let's get after it this morning. I'm so excited to be back, and I'm pumped about the events that we have coming up. So if you're watching or listening and you're not engaged with what we do, please come hang out with us, because when you get in person with this community, your opportunity just grows significantly. You get to meet the people you hear on the mastermind call. You get the opportunity to earn referrals, and you get a chance to learn and grow and get better. Our next event is Advance. It's in November. It's in Tampa. And I'm super excited because John Acuff, who's sold a million books in his career, is going to come in and co-teach with me. So basically, John will teach something. Then I'll take it and turn it into a concept from the Millionaire Real Estate Agent as you build your business plan. And we'll go back and forth doing that all day. And then on day two, we have Mike Michalowicz, who wrote Profit First, is going to talk about making money. Linda Clemens is coming back to do a body language workshop with you. It's going to be great. So if you want to come, there's still tickets available. We have about 40 tickets left if you want to come hang out with us. JamesDshaw.com/events. JamesDshaw.com/events. It's a rare opportunity to buy a ticket still, because usually our stuff sells out. Like Elevate, that's our signature event. We do it every April. It sold out in 9 minutes this year. 9 minutes for people to make the decision to go to London to hang out with us. And Nadine and I just got back last night from our final site visit in London before we all go back in April, where we were making different decisions about how the event's going to flow and all the different things. Because when you come in, we're going to do a welcome event at a really cool place in central London. And then we've got a surprise event Monday evening that's really cool. And then we've got all of our speakers that come in and speak to you during the day. And it's just great. And then last year we were at Disney World. When I say last year, I mean this past April, we were at Disney World. And again, great experiences, great speakers. We feed you, we take care of the whole thing. But my aha on the way back was that what makes these events great is when we have mastered the basics of it. When we build it on, when we build it on the fundamentals of how to facilitate a great event, it expands from there. And I think the same is true for your business. When you master the basics and build it on the fundamentals, great things happen. But when you lead with trying to be creative and ignoring the basics and the fundamentals, that's when bad things happen for you. And in Shift, Gary and Jay and Dave talk about this. They talk about the importance of basics and fundamentals in this market. I want to read it to you. Page 28 of the Shift book says, when you go through the list of necessary actions, and what they mean by necessary actions, they're kind of 12 tactics on how to succeed in a shifting market. He says, don't be surprised if they're not special, unique, or new. Actually, they're foundational components of any successful real estate career. Our research with the best agents in the industry and in the Millionaire Real Estate Agent, along with our ongoing dialogues with them, show that top agents, listen, top agents become top agents by mastering the fundamentals. Maybe there's a reason that the basics are, or maybe the reason that the basics are so often abandoned is the fact that they aren't special, unique, or new. But when business gets tight, they reveal themselves as timeless factors that determine the difference between success or failure. School is never out for the motivated, and the basics are never outdated. I want you to talk about this morning the importance of having basics and foundation in the business. How you make sure that it's built on something strong so when the market gets wild, it doesn't topple over. Stacy, we'll start with you. Good morning.
You know, I'm reminded of my favorite James Shaw phrase, which is be boring. And, you know, sometimes you watch, if you've been in the business for a while, you watch a new agent come in and they've got a lot of energy and excitement and their marketing is crazy and their social media is nuts and all their people are so pumped up from them. And it like, this is how it works for me. I shouldn't speak for others. It just sucks the life out of me. I'm like, gosh, like they got it. Like all this energy and excitement and newness, and I'm just over here like dialing people. And then that wears off, right? The excitement, the energy, and you realize it is these fundamentals that are keeping me going. That is what has given me the longevity, the being boring, the diving in, the doing the non-sexy, you know, calls and whatever else we have to do is keeping me in business for two decades. And so I'm just reminded, I'm grateful for that, to be boring and stick with the fundamentals.
No doubt about it. Be boring is one of my favorite things. Someone told me once that was a horrible shirt idea, but we sold like 300 of them. So I think we did just fine. And if I released them again, we'd sell even more. The truth is that the mundane and the routine and the boring ultimately is what leads to the opportunity. Thanks, Stace. Stacy, real quick question before we move on to the next person. This is a very important question, and I need to know your answer to this.
I know what you're going to ask me.
It's Ball State. Ball State Cardinals playing the Purdue Boilermakers this weekend in West Lafayette. You live in West Lafayette. You have a Purdue flag, but you are a graduate of Ball State University.
I am.
Who are you rooting for this weekend?
I'm cheering for my Cardinals.
Good job. Chirp, chirp. Great answer. Ellie McIntyre, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Consistency, boring, absolutely. One of the things that keeps me in check is a communication calendar. And the communication calendar is, it breaks it down into how I'm going to communicate with the people that are in my world, whether it be my farm, whether it be my database, or whether it be my community. One of the things that we do on Early Birds, and we've been doing it for 4.5 years, if you want to talk about boring, the last Thursday of the month, we always talk about the events that we are going to do, but not the following month, but the month after that. So yesterday, I guess it was, we just did what's going to happen in October. And by having a communication calendar, you already know, and you know to get ready. It's like Veterans Day cards. I've been sending out Veterans Day cards for, I don't know, 10, 15 years. Now is the time to get them ready, to get them ready to go out, to already, so you have that call. But being boring is the key. And I wear that t-shirt with pride, thanks to Paul Corey giving me his, because I missed out.
We'll do another round of those, Ellie, I promise, so Paul can get his shirt back. But I love the idea of we've got to think further out. By the way, the fourth quarter is the easiest time to do events. So if you don't have your communication calendar and your events figured out, this is the right time to start working on it because it's kind of easy right now. Ellie, thank you so much. Tammy, good morning.
Good morning from the suburban Tampa area. So when you talk about basics, I did not know this in the first half of my career. I'm going to be celebrating my 11th year in September. The DDT DTD2, and it always gets me messed up. But knowing who I'm going to call this week and knowing that that's what I do when I get to the office has been the turnaround in my business. And when we evaluated the team a couple years ago, we realized all of our business was SOI. So we got rid of things we were paying for, because if we just focused on our calls every morning and knowing who to call, the business comes.
DTD2 stands for Do the Database 2. It's a way to communicate with the people in your database. Tammy Youngst and Steve Schleter introduced it to us. Two letters by last name every single week. I don't know what the letters are this week, but you, and that's who you call. Here's the thing. This is a strategy all of you know, and most of you don't follow, but it's a basic. It's a foundational piece. And if you ran the entire week, if your week, the base and the foundation of your week was follow DTD2 and you built everything else on top of it, I'm telling you, the market becomes irrelevant because you always are in communication with your people and you always have an opportunity to build your pipeline. And it's N and R. So last names that start with N or R, that's who you are calling this week. Thank you, Tammy. Appreciate it. Matt Cannon, good morning.
Morning, James from El Paso. Hey, so, you know, I got a new agent on my team and you know, he started out with the basic things. It's funny when you look at new people and what they do. Number one, set up your sphere of influence into the CRM. The second thing is schedule open houses on a regular basis. You know, next thing you know, you start getting buyers coming in, you start registering those buyers, you start following up. Lo and behold, he gets a couple under contract. Then one of those buyers has a home they also need to sell. So what happens? You go ahead and list that home. Put the sign in the yard. Next thing you know, he gets a couple calls off the sign. Somebody else in the neighborhood needs to sell their home. Now you go out. So like the basics never go out of style, right? You keep having conversations. You keep doing the things. But what happens is you start to build momentum. And all of a sudden, you look back and you got six or seven under contract. So do the basics. And then you can add on some, you know, cool, shiny stuff that you see, you know, other people doing. You're like, that's cool. But the basics are the same. Thanks, James.
And the, yeah, you're welcome. And the key is once you do get momentum, don't forget about the basics. Keep those basics as part of what you do on a regular basis to keep the momentum building, or you get on that roller coaster. Tulio, good morning.
Good morning, James. I'm going to go very general with this, but when I got with my coach years ago, when I first got a coach, I said exactly what you mentioned at the beginning of this. You used the word, I believe you used the word pillars, and I use the word pillars all the time. And I said to my coach, right now, the market's hot. It's great. It's borderline easy. I want to get prepared for when it's not. So I want to build each one of my pillars. And we dedicated a quarter to a pillar. So it was like client appreciation events. What are you going to do? How are you going to do? Plan out every component of client appreciation events. That was one pillar. And then literally DTD2 was another pillar. And then we just kept going. Now we have over 12 different pillars that are in action, some performing better than others, but they're all in place. And they're what's keeping our business going and going well and with a lot less effort than before. So that's what I want to just make sure people understand this. This doesn't happen overnight. Right. It takes time, but it doesn't happen unless you do it. So you have to plan each one, dedicate the time to do it, test them, see what works, see what doesn't work, refine it, learn from the group here, and put your pillars in place. That way you have your Parthenon. If a couple of pillars go sideways, you still have 6, 8, 12, whatever it is, holding up your business.
Well, and then decision-making becomes easy because it's already mapped out. You don't have to think too much. You just have to get up. What are we saying here all the time? Learn the play and run the play. You just figured out your play and you start running it and you're in great shape. Tulio, thank you so much. Donna Gilbert, you're wearing that shirt. You're wearing your Learn the Play, Run the Play shirt. So you're next. Good morning.
Thank you. And yeah, I was going to say that after Be Boring, Learn the Plays, Run the Plays. To the new agent who at the beginning asked about bold. Yeah, take bold because you're going to learn the plays. You're going to run the plays. All the fundamentals are there. Learn them, adopt them, stay with them. That's the foundation. I love what Stacy said about the, you know, those are just the things that we do every day. Follow the systems and fall in love with the fundamentals. Just fall in love with them. And 23 years later, you'll still be in business.
Well, you fall in love with them when you start getting results. So if you run the plays, you'll get the results and you'll be in good shape. Maria Sims, good morning.
Good morning. I know that a couple people said it, but don't get distracted by the shiny things.
The things that built my business 20 years ago are the basics, and that is still what works for me. I, you know, just wake up every day. I know that I have to prospect, connect, and convert, and then repeat that 5 days a week. That's my job, right? And I think the basics help you build good habits. And the most important thing that people leave off, and this is what you taught me several years ago, was review it quarterly and see if you need to make any adjustments, right? Because the basics never change, but the way you execute them sometimes does for effectiveness. So that's all good.
It's so true. By the way, Inspire members, you have access to a monthly review worksheet. So that now would be the time to do that. It's the 29th day of the month. It's all in the portal. You have a monthly review worksheet that's like 2 pages. And then we have a quarterly review worksheet as well, where you can go in and look at all these different things. So you know, I mean, how can you make adjustments if you don't know the score? You've got to know kind of the score of where you are so you know which plays to run. Maria Sims, thank you. Dean Moss, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back, James. So excited about Elevate too. Thanks so much. Something I was told by one of my early mentors years ago, initials are FW, is when the going gets tough, the tough get back to the basics. That's something to remember. It kind of kernelizes it. And the key is you have to be consistent about it because there's some days you don't feel like it. There's some days you want to call all day. You have to even that, level that out. And do your calls at a stated level every single day. Now, sometimes you're going to get results, and sometimes you're going to come up with nothing. But the hardest thing to do in this business, because this is not a difficult business, if you look at the fundamentals of what we do, it's just keeping consistent, making the calls, talking to your people, talking to your sphere, and keep going at it, looking for business. It's pretty simple. Just keep at it. Thanks for letting me
Run the
share,
play.
James. Yep, you
Thank you,
got it.
Dean. Tyler, good
Thanks.
morning.
Good morning. The thing that I had the opportunity to build a business on was relocating 3 times and having to dive into perfecting conversations and having the difficult conversations that other agents are unwilling to. Calling for sale by owners, calling expireds, and learning how to say things differently. And one of the simple things is not saying I'm in real estate. It's describing what you do in a way that catches people's attention so that they don't jump to conclusions and put you in a box with every other real estate professional.
True story. Tyler, thank you. Enjoy your trip. Orly, good morning.
Good morning. So similar to Tulio, mine is repeat, rinse, repeat again. So when you build a foundation of all of the lead gen pillars, if you will, that you enjoy doing, that bring you joy, and you build on those, my business has come to the point where it's almost on automatic pilot. The events are already plugged in, like every year, we do the shredding event, we do our Thanksgiving pies, we do our back to school. The postcards go out automatically. Everything is pretty much on automatic pilot, but by being on this call, I'm now tweaking my business. But the foundation has already been laid, and I will confess to you, this was the first year that I pseudo set a goal, but not really, because my new philosophy for my life at this point is I'm living my life and working in between. So I wanted to see what kind of business I would have this year just based on the foundation of the automatic pilot with tweaking it here and there. And the come list me calls that I get are proof of that. And whether the market is good or bad or easy or hard, the foundation never stops. You know, when people have a need, when life happens, I'm going to be the one that they call, whether the market's easy or hard, because I have that foundation.
The question is, have you run the basics and built a solid enough foundation that that's what happens for you? Right? If you want people to call you, that comes from you building the foundation and doing the basics. And that's the takeaway I had as we went on our site visit. As long as we do the basics right and have a strong foundation on the event, everyone's going to love it. They're going to get great value and it's going to be a good use of their time and money. And you want people to feel the same about you. Thanks for joining us this week. It's been great. We are off on Monday, so we'll be back and better than ever on Tuesday. Of course, you can get access to everything we do inside the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. So if you're listening or watching and you're not in the Facebook group, go to Facebook, search Pivot Shift Ahead, it'll pop right up. Then the other big news is we're now taking every single one of these mastermind calls and flipping it over that same day on every podcast platform that you could possibly find. That includes the pre-show, that part that we don't do on Facebook from 7:30 to 8. So if you want to hear this stuff again, just go search Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind wherever you have your, wherever you listen to your podcast, and you'll find us. We'll be there. And that's it. All right. Thanks for being here. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration, and we will see you on Tuesday. Bye, everybody.